accuses him. Very bright, very arrogant, very protective of his reputation. And so I think he's very defensive in anything, and that's why I think you've got to be, you know, very workmanlike in how you go about it. You want to try to get him to get to the point, you know, that he says, look, these don't matter that much. The bottom line is this, and that's what I'm standing by. You know, that's what I would want to get him to document better. From Aguilar's perspective, the size of that makes a big difference. And I don't see how, and he basically says it can't be 17 centimeters unless it went down to the back of the person's head. Who the hell knows? But that question reworded is something that clearly you want to get Boswell, and then, you know, you're much more likely, I think, to get Boswell to give you a little bit of some things. Though, with Aguilar talking to him on the phone and recording his conversation, I don't think you want to get the transcripts of those tapes of Aguilar did. He may become more defensive, too. He's basically a nicer guy, more humble guy, you know, kind of a more approachable person.
The reason to do Hewlett's verse is that, you know, Boswell first, because Hewlett might talk to Boswell.
No, I was thinking more in terms of you having maximum information before you talk to Hume, and you're trying to have some give. If you can go to the people that have the greatest chance of giving you some give, and maybe they, because if Hume goes first, he's the kind of guy that might call up Boswell and say, be careful of this and whatever, and he probably really wouldn't do it, but it would look like to the world out there that, you know, that he would do something